tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
This is a long intro, so we'll just let it ride for a little bit. No, we won't. Hello, everybody.
I just want this song to be Let's Hear It for the Boy.
I feel like I need a rolled up dollar bill.
And I have neither one of those. There we go. It was a good choice for a song for that last night. Was it last night? Tonight. Tonight's Epo. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. Welcome to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. AfterBuzz TV.
Still dreaming that it's Let's Hear It for the Boy, but it's not.
It's not, no. Who are we? Across from me, let's start on this end.
Cameron Marston.
A.K.A.
Tomacava 777.
Or the bear.
Big ugly bear.
Next to Cam.
Mark J. Freeman at Lorraine Love. L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E.
Okay, I'm going to skip you because I'm going to get to you. In the booth, we have Jonathan. Say hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And sitting next to me, he's like, I don't want to talk. The lovely.
At 123 Jackie _B.
And this look is inspired.
Look is inspired by, I saw a wig and said, I could be Jem for Halloween as well as wear this on RuPaul's Drag
Race.
You know
there's a new Jem movie coming out.
It is.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to be Jem for Halloween. Hit it while it's hot.
Yeah.
And since we're talking to Jackie has some shout-outs. So we're going to start with that before we get to the actual episode.
These are iTunes shout-outs because iTunes is how we, I guess, gauge our viewership, even though we do have a lot of awesome viewers on YouTube. We love commenting, reading the comments, and in some cases where we can, commenting back, if you're just calling us a big ugly cunt, there's not really much else to say.
Oh my god. My mom is watching this. Hi, mom.
My mom does watch this.
I know, she probably does. I know.
Told you.
That's true. Jesse Dawn looks forward to every episode. He's been watching since season 5. Jesse's a boy
could
or
be.
Girl name.
Could be.
Or a tranny. Oh, we're not allowed to say that. Never mind. Sorry, go ahead. No.
Kitty Girl Zoe says she's gay for us.
What does that mean?
No, works
I get it.
Me.
I get it.
Manuel Bandini thinks Cam is hot.
Manhole?
Manuel!
Works for me.
Or Manuel.
Oh, okay. I thought you said manhole.
I said Manuel, but it could be Manuel.
Manuel!
Thinks Cam is hot, thinks I'm a sweetheart, and we make him laugh.
Well, what about me and Mark?
Sorry, you didn't get a shout-out.
How about that
there.
List?
Whatever.
Video Soul says that they don't have anyone to talk about drag race with, so they're happy to have us to kind of kiki with.
Okay.
Fred Dunham 3 loves our podcast. Hug H or Hugh, but it's Hug-H, so I'm reading as Hug H, says, pretty good. I'm definitely going to watch it. I'll take it.
We'll take whatever we can get.
And Sra44 loves our show. Delana says thank you guys for being awesome. So if you guys comment on iTunes, you'll get a lovely shout out. So rate us and comment on iTunes.
Great. Thank you.
Make us the most popular show on AfterBuzz.
Before we continue, I got some shout outs too.
Oh.
From our YouTube. Pink Dolphins.
I love you.
And real quick, she brought up a good point about having past queens be judges.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
I think that's
a good idea.
I would be 100% behind that as well.
Joy Perez got a question that you brought up about Yara Sophia and why she went home.
Remember you were gonna tell us the tea.
I would like to know myself. So
go ahead, Mark.
Hit it. Let's
so
hit
to spill the beans.
Yes,
is that
let's
what's
do it.
To happen
well,
here?
Can I, well. Because remember, she and there was a whole discussion about her financial situation, and she was having problems. Is that not the case? You're going to expound on that, or is it something totally different? Is she having an abortion?
Well, what I heard was that it wasn't a financial issue that I know of. I mean, it might have been an added bonus. But from what I was told was that a lot of the issue was that she was technically the only one of, because it was, that was final four or five?
Four.
Final four. She, of the four girls, she was technically the only one who finished her garment in time.
Mm.
The other, they had to extend the time for the rest of the girls
to finish.
Oh,
was this the money challenge?
Yeah. So she was the only one who actually completed her costume and in the allotted time, but they were given more time, and then she ended up going home.
Yeah. Oh.
And if memory serves me correct, her, she had all, she used every single piece,
everything.
I mean, head to toe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She didn't just crinkle them up and stick them on her dress.
Okay. We have more shout-outs, and we'll get to them later. This is episode 5. Am I right? Because I got it wrong last week. Episode 5. It was the Despy Awards. I love the concept for this.
Say my favorite concept so far, even above the Snatch Game. Sorry.
Yeah. So, and I would like for this to be a recurring challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's really...
I feel like almost every season they do some sort of award show. Like, last year, it was the comedy... It was that, like, comedy awards
roast?
Thing? Comedy roast
That
thing.
Was two seasons ago.
Oh, okay.
That was Coco, and I remember that one.
No, because... they did a stand-up comedy show.
They just did stand-up. Yeah. But I like the comedy aspect, and... changing it up from just stand-up comedy or roasting. I like this award show, and it was... I thought I was entertained thoroughly throughout the entire episode.
I didn't write much during it. I was watching.
Yeah, good.
I always say that
too. So, the mini-challenge, which was...
I love the mini-challenge.
Are we doing Untucked?
Oh, shit. I keep forgetting.
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
sorry,
so back
down.
Yeah, let's just answer. We're not going to change when we do our show, so we're going to have to talk about last week's Untucked before every show. That's just how it's going to go.
So,
please don't ask again.
My apologies.
Or just ask,
and we'll just, you know, make your comments down there.
We want like you to. 100 shows on AfterBuzz TV. It's
that's
like
okay.
Not everybody gets
they'll
prime
survive.
Scheduling
They'll
time.
Survive.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, last week's Untucked was Trixie and her...
She had gone home, right.
Right before she got eliminated. Mm-hmm. And I just want to just start by, the cigarette break was all, it was my everything from that Untucked.
Because
I love the cigarette break.
That was a moment from it. Again, we've been saying that this feels less forced. This Untucked feels less forced than the previous format.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a real moment where you felt like the cameras were really just following her outside on a cigarette break, and you kind of got this real moment where, especially where Cam's been saying that Ginger is being kind of shady lately, but she really came out and was like, I hope everything's okay. You know?
I hope that's what
she
it was.
Went,
it kind I kind of felt like she followed the camera out there to be part of it. Like, stop insinuating yourself into every conversation.
They made it seem like she was like trying to get, you know, stir the pot a little bit. By the way, I flip-flop on Untucked. Someone brought it to my attention. I think I wrote it down. Sharon, I believe it. No. It was Sergio. Campos. Yes, I do flip-flop a lot, and that's just how it is.
Thanks
no,
for
but
watching
I do...
us long enough to realize that
I know.
That.
Well,
I tell you guys every season.
Let me explain that I didn't like the format of Untucked previously, but I really don't like this format. So if I had to pick between the two formats, I like the previous one. So it's not technically flip-flopping. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
makes sense.
It just sounds like flip-flopping because there's times where you find that you enjoy it, so there's something redeeming in this. But
which
maybe the individual.
Which, this last one, I enjoyed it because of the smoke break. I love that. You know, Katya went out there and everybody, you know, seeing them smoking, it felt real.
So you guys all think that every one of those people that went out there because they wanted to go out there?
Nope.
And they were not going to go out there?
No.
I'm just saying.
Nope.
I'm just throwing out.
I mean,
not at all.
Because Kennedy was like, well, they going out there?
There are producers on the show.
Of course.
I will say,
of course. And that's why I was also just in my head, you're watching some of these conversations and you feel like it's like the producers are saying, hey, you bring this up, you bring this up, you bring this up. Because otherwise, if you're watching Untucked, it's just going to be a bunch of people talking over each other. And I would not want to watch that either.
Right.
You know, nobody wants to watch a bunch of people just like, haha, this is so ironic because I'm saying that and we get accused of talking over each other. But, and we're not accused by anybody. This is coming out of our ass.
Right.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got enough ass that it's coming out for days. But,
why don't you show us? No,
this is
keep it
time of the place. Call me. What's the 1555 journey number?
Are you done?
I'm done. I don't know what happened.
I cut you off.
I don't
see,
know what
and that's what we were
but
talking about.
They're prompted to do this because if you have a major show like this, you don't want people watching to people just talking over each other or having no conversation mm-hmm. whatsoever.
I will say that. Speaking of redeeming, Jaden Dior mm-hmm. in Untucked, I liked the way that she approached Violet.
Yeah. Yes.
And it wasn't...
It was adult.
It was very adult, and it was very pick your words wisely.
Yeah.
And it was just, again, Violet just, she's young. We get this. I don't like her attitude. Oh. She has that attitude. Violet. It's just like... So what? I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me. And Jaden was like, okay. And then I liked the fact that Max was like, yeah,
yes,
girl.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes. Mark. Max was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. Yep.
That's why I
agree 100%. I think.
Well, what do you think about when they were talking with Kasha Davis separately and Ginger was like, yeah, girl.
Okay, so here's about that.
Yeah.
Earlier, when they were walking off the first four to walk off the stage, mm-hmm. Ginger was like, you know, I'm so glad Kennedy won, blah, yeah. blah, blah. And then later mm-hmm. on, she's like, well, I wrote all her stuff and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm tired of, you know.
No shade. I'm really happy for her, but, yeah. you know, I think I should have won.
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think she said she should have won.
No, but she was just like, you know what? From now on, I'm just going to let exactly. them do what they're, you know.
Do you think...
I'm just saying, as the older person, shouldn't she have known that already?
Do you think, though, Probably. If she was not in that group, it would have been as funny?
Nope.
No.
Exactly.
And I wanted
them to lose anyway.
And I also, I also want to bring up the fact that a lot of RuPaul Drag Race fans were up in arms about Trixie going home last week, and it kind of reminded me. It reminded me of Ben De La Creme's elimination. How everyone got up in arms about it.
She was on the show for longer.
I know, yeah. which is kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
We just got through talking about. Doing all the work and taking the credit. I think Trixie was kind of like she wrote the
right,
she
exactly.
wrote the thing. She gave exactly. them the groundwork and probably did the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it just it didn't work in her favor. And I think that I personally think that she was eliminated unfairly.
Completely.
We have a lot of fans though saying that they think she's coming back because they've seen outfits. They've seen outfit previews that did not happen that like were that in the wearing. Previews. That
okay. Well, you also have Mr. J. Snivens, who made a comment saying that he heard through the rumor mill that she was asked to wear a different dress than she had planned to. Producer Dick in the Suit.
What do you mean?
That in part of their challenge, the dress that she had chosen to wear, they asked her not to wear that, and they asked her to wear something totally different. So. He said he can't confirm that it's true or not, but we were talking about the Dick in the Soup, and if she is going to come back, that may lend into that whole process.
Right. Well, there you go. That's something I look forward to. I mean,
wasn't it Miss Fame who said that she's more animated in the workroom than she is, like, mm-hmm. has been in the challenges? And that was something
about Trixie, yeah.
Yeah, and that was something that we sort of guessed at, because it's like she seems like she has a great personality, but she just hadn't been hitting these challenges.
But, you know, it's one... Okay, Katya is a perfect example of quick wit. Like, someone's trying to read her, she's like, boom. It's okay. Like... But I didn't get that from Trixie. Trixie was, like, explaining. It was just like... Well, this is what I was going for, and blah, blah, blah. No, like, if you have the wit, I'd say, like...
She felt like she had to justify herself all the
time. I didn't mind if... I think that she should have not gone home last week, but it wasn't my decision.
I don't think she should have been bottom 10.
Yeah, it's done. So we were talking about that from last year.
Really challenging. Well, can I ask real quick, though, before you move on?
Yes.
Because Pearl made a comment at the end of Untucked mm-hmm. that I just wanted to touch on. She just said... when she was telling the girls, if I go home, I'll miss you, blah, blah, blah. And then she says she can't wait till after the show to hang out because she'll be a totally different person. And
yeah.
I that just kind of touched me like, but why? I don't understand why you have to be a different person. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, maybe she meant like she'll be more mature or her like growth as an artist.
Later.
Who knows?
I'm just saying it's.
We know.
And I think Kasha said it. In this episode, and referring to Pearl as well, that if you're not there with your A game and you're not there to be who you are, then why are you there? There's thousands of other people that would have liked to do it.
And then
it happened with Trinity. I mean, it happened every season.
Yeah.
at least one every season.
Pulling into this episode, it's like she already had that sense of defeat going into this episode.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially when you're faced with RuPaul, I don't mean to like flash forward, but especially when you're faced with RuPaul, you want to give your confident self because that's the person that you have to impress at the end of the day. You know, it's one thing to say to, like, the person who's competing next to you, oh, I don't feel good in this challenge, than it is to say that to Rue when Rue comes into the
room. I'm okay with it, and I'll tell you why when we get there.
Challenge.
Yeah.
So, again, I wrote down, and you can see it right here, Miss Kasha's going home. Because the teaser put her in the front and was like, just like with Jasmine, it was like, you got to go home. You know, it was just that, you know. Mm-hmm. This has become a recurring theme.
And
like,
they let her have that great Joan Rivers moment, and then
which is what I wanted to ask. This is what I wanted to ask about the mini challenge. So each they were in groups, and then one person got to dress up as the intended celebrity.
Yes,
right.
I didn't realize that it was also acceptable for the secondary person to dress up as a celebrity and have a big part in the acting comedic part. Because they were the only. I mean, people had commentary, but Kasha literally dressed up as a person.
I didn't mind that.
I'm okay with that.
But again, Dick in the Soup, do we know? I mean, was everybody offered that same scenario? I'm sure maybe they did.
They all stood next to him and, like, intro'd them.
Right.
She just took it another
level, yeah. Which I'm okay with
so
that.
So now, would Katya have won? Would that group have won if she hadn't done Joan Rivers? Who knows?
I think so. I thought it was the most well done costume.
Yeah. We've said this before that, like, How does Rue pick the winners for these mini challenges? It's just her decision.
Well, this one was a little bit easier to tell, like, the difference, because they were paired up and in groups, and you only had five groups.
Yeah,
right.
So versus like past challenges where you're just looking at someone's lips and you're like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
And I actually liked this mini challenge. It was very creative.
Yeah.
It was taking
it was entertaining.
Bjork and J-Lo's runway. Red carpet look and making it out of paper.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was good.
Frock,
paper, scissors.
I liked the Cher. I thought Cher was a close second.
One was actually really well done.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't look like paper.
I thought that Max and Pearl and Katya and Kasha theirs was the best, the most well done.
I think the comedic delivery from Kasha and Katya
took it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The banter.
I think that was creative because you have to kind of interpret, and this is, again, a problem that sometimes turns to be people's downfall in challenges where it's up to you to interpret it. And if you interpret it really well, you can just soar. Mm-hmm. And if you interpret it in a way that it's not funny or the judges are not interested, then boom, you're dead.
Here's a question I have. Like, because they... The way they were lined up when she was introducing the challenge was that's how they were partnered up. I wonder if they were instructed to line up that way. Or if it just so happened.
I would venture to say so.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
So, if you know, make a comment down below. Thank you. So let's go ahead and move on, because I know Cam wants to hit on this. Going through the RuPaul versus Pearl. I have to say, and I wrote it down, quote, Pearl, you do not have a very big personality. That's what she said. Pearl's reply was something along the lines of, I think I have a great personality. Those are two different things.
She says, she said that it doesn't make me feel like, or she said what you said, and then she says, it doesn't make me feel good or give me confidence.
No, but that wasn't the issue. It was big personality versus small. She wasn't knocking her personality. She just said... And
she wasn't saying it was a bad personality.
Thank you, but that's how Pearl took it.
Well, but by saying you don't have a personality, that's not a very nice thing.
No, but that's not what she said.
She said she had a small.
She
personality.
Had a. She said you're what was out there.
What was the actual quote?
She was. She said to Max, she was like, Max has a very big personality. While you, Pearl, have a very small personality, or your personality is not very big.
And again, either way, it came out as a rip. And for somebody who was beaten down and justly so, the last episode. And Willem talked about the high pressure, like, it's super compressed, and, you know, she's still dealing with the emotional, blah, 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 because she thought she was the shit coming from New York, you know, she's realizing that she's just a small fish in a big pond now, blah, blah, blah. What I took from that, though, is that I was I had no problem with her saying what she said to Rue. It's still like a young kid, but she's being true to herself, and she didn't crawl up into Rue's ass and kiss it.
Oh, I 100%. I even wrote cheers to Pearl for defending herself to Rue. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm glad that she said what she said. I'm glad that she,
because we have people commenting on the same thing for Violet. Because Violet, at least you know what you're getting with Violet. Right. Whereas Ginger, you don't know what backhanded comment you're going to get later on.
Right. But I have to disagree with both of you, because the words that were said, like, I think it was interpreted wrong on her part. So,
no, and I agree.
So I think that's just, you know.
What I'm saying though is, instead of her crawling further into her shell and then turning into that,
say it.
No, that thirsty queen. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, now she's gonna crawl up into Rue. You know what, Rue? You're so right. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah. Well, she did it on the runway later.
She thought she was being attacked. She defended herself. I'm not saying that that's right. Rue may not have intended that, but what I'm saying is, at least she was strong enough to speak her mind. Right or wrong, she didn't. She just didn't kiss ass. I'm just glad for that.
Okay. I agree.
I know. I
like, I got picked. I'm here already. Kick me off. You want to kick me off? Kick me off.
We agree. We never agree.
That's cute. I like this moment.
The studio going to spontaneously combust now.
Pearl's going to win. What I'm just saying is, like, even for Violet, yeah, she's a cunt. She's a cunt. But at least you know what you're getting.
That's true.
I don't, like, Ginger Minj, I don't care how funny you are. If I hear one more backhand, I mean, seriously. She wasn't genuine outside with that cigarette. Yeah, girl, you do better. I'm going back inside now. At least even Kennedy Davis, she's a bitch too, but at least she's like, why we all gotta go outside?
But Miss Fame was also all bitching about Pearl earlier. And then she was the first one on the door outside. Going, you're gonna be okay, girl. You're gonna be okay, girl. So how isn't that hypocritical?
I actually feel that Fame is genuine, more so now because I heard her stupid chicken singing song stories. So maybe she is.
So
just
if Ginger
goofy
told
like that.
Chicken stories, you'd like her more?
If I thought she was that goofy.
But I have to admit, like, the further we get into the competition, the more they're becoming relatable now. Like, I didn't... Yeah. Her lisp is getting to me, but aside
cool.
from that...
Yeah,
Miss Fame.
She has a lisp. Yeah.
I don't mind. I think it's kind of cute.
But I do love the fact that we're starting to get to know... Because, like, Miss Fame is one of the most polished queens, if not the most polished queen in this competition. And it's so funny to see the old pictures
polished
of her.
As in appearance.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank That's
you.
What I mean. As in appearance. Thank not you. As in performance.
No.
By any means.
Sorry. There are differences.
No. There are. You're right. There are.
Sorry.
And, it's so funny because you're looking at the old picture where she weighed like 30 pounds more and she was saying she was a nerd, and you're like, she is really kind of a kooky character.
Well, was it Isaac that said, I just love that she looks like that, but then she does these goofy things.
Right.
And
just
like
that obvious goofy camp.
This episode made me like her just a little bit more.
Yeah.
I still...
same thing for commenters. Isn't that the natural progression of shows, though? I mean, everybody, like, after a second episode, like, well, you know, they're such a blind group. Don't you have to give them time to come unfurl?
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what?
Violet Chachki has been a cunt since day one, and I still don't like her.
And you don't have to.
And that's totally fine with that.
Even though Miss Fame likes her now.
Well...
They're new BFFs.
I can see how that transpired. I mean, you have to work with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, they butt heads last week, and now this week, you know, whatever. So, they got to rehearse with Kathy Griffin, and I... Kathy Griffin happened. Ripped them apart.
Every one of them.
Yeah, and I loved it, because, you know, people thought that they were going to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. Change this.
Some of them didn't change, though, we also noticed.
Yes, we did that,
Here's my question is, do you guys think that... Because to me, watching this, I was like, whoa, Kathy Griffin, like, you're being way harsh. And it's one thing for her to be, like, harsh in her comedy, which she is. Like, she does that kind of, like socio-political commentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's another thing when you have these people who not all of them are comedy queens. Like, this isn't their background. So I was like, whoa, there's like a way to be constructive versus just shutting them down. That's not gay enough.
But
this isn't that.
Here's my take on
that. Well, we're also watching it edited.
Yeah. Aside from that, this is season 7. You know there's going to be comedy challenges.
Exactly.
You know they're going to be sewing challenges.
Exactly.
You should come prepared. I'm sorry.
Honestly, as someone who has done stand-up comedy. I don't think what she was saying was as harsh as... Because I was doing the same thing at first. I was like, it's kind of harsh. But then the more I listened, I was like, you know what, though? She's not really... She was just fine-tuning it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she told... I mean, she even told Katya to not use the Danny DeVito joke.
And she used it anyway.
So, I mean, you obviously land. Can do your own thing in the long run. But I don't think she was as harsh as... I have a feeling she wasn't as harsh as what... I think we just saw the harsh of everything.
I think obviously. We saw the funny parts.
Right, exactly. You
know? Because, again, the show should be longer than an hour. I think we would get... I say an hour and a half plus Untucked, and I'm good. Because I would like to see more.
Or like, if Untucked was, like, part of the show. Where they then went outside to the...
People are typing comments right now.
Speaking of...
Love it.
Pearl's, we didn't mention it, she got up and left. Left
Max sitting there.
I thought that was unfair.
I wouldn't mind, I'm fine with it. Like, I don't want to hear you whining anymore. Get out.
Well, part of it is...
Pearl? Are you talking about Pearl?
I can still like you. Kenny knows we play together on team. Don't cry. Get out. Don't cry somewhere else.
But then part of it, you wonder when you're watching it, like, how long was this person actually out? Because once you saw the final product, you were like, that was funny. And then they probably really actually worked on that. So I'm wondering, it's like, how long were they in the workroom and how long was she actually out?
Well, she left about 1 minute before the commercial, and then she came back probably like 2 minutes after the commercial. So I'm guessing.
And in TV time this way.
None of it was edited.
I guess that was 5 minutes. What, a commercial is what, 2.5 minutes?
It's reality TV, so it was in real time.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about it.
Would you stay in there knowing that if you did stay in there and talk to Max, because everything's in earshot, you're giving ammunition and fodder to every other dirty-ass queen that's in that room?
That's true.
Hell no.
Well, but sometimes you just need to walk away.
Or
suck it up
and, you know, this is a team effort, you know? I would have felt bad for walking out on somebody during a team challenge. That's just
first of all, lies you tell.
No!
Lies you tell. Again, Kenny and I have a relationship, not sexual. Who knows? He flip-flopper. Straight up. Kenny will walk out anytime he feels like it. So he's the old me right now.
I've grown from that to walk out. I'm leaving. So we got...
we set him up for that.
So, okay, so the challenge, I thoroughly enjoyed the main challenge.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Oh, let's back up. Yeah. I want to talk about you brought it up, the chicken story. I thought that was funny, which made me like her a little bit more.
Yeah.
And Pearl sob story?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like excuses, you know?
Right.
And I mentioned, you know, she was being, she was abandoned.
At the bus stop. Oh, wait.
Wrong season.
That's a different one.
I was bullied all throughout my high school life.
Yeah, I mean, we all go through things.
I was going to say, I guess I shouldn't say it.
No, say it. You have a microphone. Speak up.
Oh, fuck, Mark. Just say it. No, I'm just saying, we all have our sob stories. Hers is just on TV.
Right, we all do.
You know what I mean? Like... And when you're that, and I know, and I remember when I was 22 and 23, and people said to me, you don't know, you're young. Nothing got under my skin more than hearing somebody tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm too young. But now that I'm 865 years old, I'm like, oh my God, I so did not know what I was
You're 861.
Well, sorry. Next.
Okay.
So I was rounding up.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think that a lot of it is, you know, and like even Violet said, I've had to fight my way to the top or to even get bookings.
All my
life. We all have, Violet. Try not ever getting on the show and trying to get a booking. At least you're going to get booked now. So, no, I think a lot of it is, and the older queens have hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
Experience.
Except for, well, we're going to find out.
So yeah, sob story, whatever. I predicted the bottom, I guess we should talk about the actual challenge.
Oh, yeah.
It was awards. It was great. I liked it.
I thought Ru cackled through the entire thing. Yeah. I didn't want to hear some of the jokes she cackled so loud.
But it was funny.
Part of me
from what we saw.
Okay, whenever you see Ru in any of those like challenges where they're watching her,
yes, Keep going. I got this one. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Whenever you see Rue in these challenges, they cut to just her with the halo effect, and you're like, I wonder if this is an after edit of her just laughing
at the crew.
And then they stick it in. Because you're like, she laughs at everything. Yeah.
What are we talking about, Rue?
Oh, that.
Okay, and I'm totally ready for any.
I got your back, though.
Bomb
I got your back on this.
Or
though,
death threats.
That dress was ugly.
Thank you.
We're saying it here.
And the bunny ears and the makeup. Done. All of it.
No.
She would have been eliminated.
RuPaul.
She would have apparently been I didn't need to say
that
it.
Is the bunny ears?
In the words of Raven, that fucking dress was fucking ugly.
Yeah. No, it was not.
Oh, F words.
It was explicit. Not even like
I think we all when she came out we all went, ugh.
Yes.
I saw it the first I saw I it. Did. I watched it twice and I
it looked like gold toilet paper.
That's the worst that she's ever
lies. No, it wasn't. That is not I mean, it wasn't a good dress. But it was not her worst either. You guys give too much credit to some of the dresses.
No, I'm sorry,
that might have been her worst. Because there have been some dresses I don't like, some of her but she's put together. Yeah.
You didn't like her last week. Look, I liked it. I didn't mind that
what
dress.
I'm refreshing.
The tie. I said tie dye.
Oh yeah,
it was okay. Rainbow tie dye.
Yeah. She wears a lot of that rainbow kind of dress.
And I challenge her to do a different hair color too.
Right?
You're gonna be
she'll do
somebody.
Red. She does red sometimes.
I will say Michelle Visage looked amazing.
Visage.
She looked amazing.
She did her well.
I loved the way she didn't look like a drag
simple.
Queen.
And she had a studded pearl off-white coat.
She looked
on.
Like a lady, a woman.
Dude, she looked beautiful. Lady.
She's gonna be offended that you said that.
But I love her. I think she's great. But I think this looked suited her.
Yeah.
It wasn't drag queen.
It was refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah. I do
something
love
different.
Though how she finally flat irons her hair and then calls out.
Yes, exactly. I was
Katya
just going to say the exact same thing.
Having flat hair.
Flat
I was
hair.
Like,
Katya.
Wait a minute.
This is one. I agree with you. And this is one challenge that I would love to see the full edit. Like, I know it was cut just for time purposes, but I would love to see the complete opening. I want to see.
Sometimes they will put it on
line. I'm like, hoping they do because that was. It was. I would love to see, you know. My favorite line was Katya when she introduced Kennedy and Jay.
Oh, that was mine too.
Tyler Perry's roots.
Tyler Perry's
and I got it because roots hair. I got it. It all made sense to me, and I didn't feel dumb.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
that was great.
I laughed so hard.
That was great.
But actually, this challenge, and you're all gonna hate me, but this challenge was not my favorite.
I
laughed so much more during other challenges this season, and I was like, why is the comedy challenge not as funny as the other challenges?
I like this challenge. I like the challenge. I think there were a lot of mis-executed moments.
Yes.
And I think that's why was less funny. Yeah. Like, Miss Fame and Violet, they bombed.
That's why it was entertaining. I like when they think that they're the shit, and all of a sudden the shit doesn't land, and all of a sudden, silence.
You know, and again, this was a pairing challenge, and the Max and Pearl won, but I think Ginger was the funniest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, too.
But I do like the fact that Pearl came out of her shell, and it was one of those things
was funny.
She was hilarious. And it was one of those things where, I don't know, this is going to be a challenge. And then, you know,
well, and
they win.
It was also set up
right.
to go that way.
Right.
So.
Right. I think we're all starting to catch on to that.
So
the producing process.
I thought it was funny. I like the fact that the actual winners were announced and they got up and it was.
Right.
I like the concept.
Right.
I thought it was cute.
I like the concept. It wasn't the funniest thing I've seen this season.
No, I agree. I would agree with that.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the funniest by any means.
So that's basically it. They didn't have a runway.
No,
there's more.
What do you think about the looks?
How about that? So I love Katya. Is it Katya?
Katya.
Okay.
Do you like that look?
No, I love her.
Oh.
Same dress she wore last week, but in a different color.
Kind of boring, was it?
Yeah.
The hair was the same. The dress was boring.
I think the hair was not so good. I think the best look
it's called
for me.
Simple elegance.
Yeah. I think the best look for me was Miss Fame. I'll give her props. She looked amazing.
She looked amazing. So did Violet.
I can't. I'm not on this
which
putting on
blow.
Boobs and then not wearing boobs.
Yeah,
I can't deal with
it. If you're going to show that, I mean, she's skinny. She's a stick.
Right.
But if you're going to show that, I would like a little bit of definition.
It just doesn't.
You know,
her, at least Pearl's, she draws them really well. But it still just hers were drawn really high and the dress was riding really low. And
yeah.
And just, it's like, is no one even going to comment on that? Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, I liked maybe her
they
hair.
Did comment and it got edited out. So, you know.
I liked whatever. Her hair.
But I thought she did look pretty. But it's just the drawing on the boobs and then Violet drew them on and then had no boobs.
Yeah.
It's just flat.
It didn't look right. What about Candy Ho? Your fave?
Are we discussing what just happened?
He does this on purpose, just to get me riled.
No, but she totally was buried in that dress. I actually liked
buried Kennedy, in the dress. She had Kennedy's a boring look. Performance.
Kennedy's dress was kind of... I liked
yeah, yeah.
It that was super pageant-y.
Starting to figure out something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, basically, to not get eliminated, you have the worst lip sync and the worst performance.
I think so.
In the challenge.
Or,
you get to stay.
You magically skate by.
So, exactly.
Here's the thing. I'm a little disappointed. I didn't mind. I like Candy Ho. I think outside of the drag competition, I think she's nice.
When she's shopping
that
at
doesn't
Ralph's,
go,
she is fan-freaking-tastic. Yeah,
but
she works
at I have to agree with you. I don't think this was her strong week, and I tend to
her strong 5 weeks.
I tend to judge based on body of work. And if you, over the course of the season, I think this was her time, and I think Rue got it wrong again.
Again.
There's going to be more hate mail and death threats.
Well, the thing is, people, when they're commenting, think we hate Candy Ho. We don't hate any contestant. We don't hate her. No. We don't hate anyone in the show.
Well, that's not true. I do hate contestants, some of them.
Well, in this season, it's like, we don't hate anybody. It's just that when
Roxy
you
Andrews?
Look at the...
What's that? What?
I did not hate Roxy.
No, I said that.
When you look at the performers who are on this show, and you think, okay, it's an elimination show. Someone's got to go home. And for several weeks now, we've all been thinking, well, Candy Ho has been not really meeting the performance. And she seems like a great person. Like, I would want to go to the Ralphs with her or to a bar or whatever. But she's not performing in this competition.
And I think she's standing next to the right people at the right time.
Yes.
I think she's ending up in the right groups that's getting her by certain weeks.
Right.
And then I don't know what, if they're editing out all the good stuff of those Lip Sync for Your Lives, because the last two are, I mean, it's just been blatantly like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And what did I, as soon as
I voted for her.
You voted for her?
And that lip sync, I mean, body work sucks, I'm sorry. She should go, but as far as lip sync, I'm sorry, Kasha Davis did not do Tina Marie any justice at all.
I didn't mind it. I thought she was okay.
Mm-mm.
I liked it.
I thought it was even.
Entertaining.
Yeah, I thought it was even because Candy Ho did like the build up, which was interesting to me. But I also liked that.
Did you have time to do a build-up?
That's what I wonder. I wonder if that was that
it's
planned.
All a song.
But was it planned though? You know, start off small and then get bigger. I think she took a cue from what Kasha
think it was.
I think she realized that she was getting stumped. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So
even if that was remotely true. If she did take a cue from Kasha, at least it wasn't to look... she looked crazy. She made it comedic. I'm sorry, Tina Marie was not comedic. She was crazy, but wasn't comedic.
But that's her shtick,
and it may be. But what I'm saying is...
But again, I don't even think she looked like...
Remember the panel that you have, right? That's an old school panel in general. Ross might be young, but at least he understands the old school. Like, Rue and Michelle.
I'm sure at some point they probably met
Tina Marie. Mm-hmm. So there's a certain level of nostalgia for them.
And we know
making
Isaac
Tina
has
look
taste
crazy
because
doesn't
he's
either.
Bankrupt now, but
yeah, that.
Well, maybe he can join Jessica Alba's company.
Her company, to be fair, is making a lot of money. My comment was the fact that Jessica Alba is no longer an actress.
This is me stirring the pot. Go ahead, Jackie.
Jessica Alba cannot be considered an actress.
Okay. Was she ever considered an actress?
Yeah, probably not.
A talented one?
She paid her SAG dues, Mary.
I was sad to see Kasha go.
Not me.
But I will say that the two that were in the bottom have been the ones that have been under the radar this entire time. So, I can't hate on that.
Guessed it.
But I think Violet should have been in the bottom.
Do you think it should have been Violet in the bottom two, though?
I think it should have been Violet and Ho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to her body of work, like you just said, or are you flip-flopping again?
No, body of work. She won the first challenge? And she's been mediocre ever since.
Kasha cool. did win the first challenge.
Violet.
Violet got accolades for her attempt at acting in the McBitch thing.
No. No, they ripped her on that.
No.
Violet, yes, they did.
No, they all didn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
You flip-flopper.
Your body mama. Of work. Your mama.
It's getting ugly in here.
Take that. I'm leaving.
Bye. Until you do right by me.
Any other final thoughts?
I got nothing else to say.
Yeah. Again, overall, this was a great episode. I liked it. Different challenge.
I did write that the first thing I did agree with Candy was that Violet would be the win the shadiest award by a landslide. Yeah. I was like, I actually agree with
that.
Candy.
Was another. That was another thing that I noticed. Like when they cut away to the queens in the audience. They were all serious. This is a
Kasha
joke.
Wasn't Mrs. No, Kasha. I know she played. She played that role very well.
A lot of them played, but like all the younger ones.
Well,
we call them
exactly.
Younger.
Exactly.
They didn't. They were just like, why are you being mean to me? Yeah. I'm not shady.
Right. Wait, didn't Chachki laugh at herself?
Yeah. After a beat, she laughed. Whatever. I ain't got time for.
You think Kasha Davis was genuine?
She
knew exactly what the camera. She knew when the cameras were on.
No, that's what he's saying.
So it wasn't genuine. It's acting.
What are you? I'm saying.
He's saying that the other ones were just kind of like being serious about it.
You want to steal the pot, Mary? Please make your comment and back me up on this. Cameron's being a bully. It just doesn't feel right.
No, I'm really stirring.
I see what you're saying. I'm not flip-flopping. I know. There were some, what Mark said, some were playing off of the camp factor, mm-hmm. and the younger ones, like Fame, they were just like, really?
Yeah.
It's just whatever.
I agree.
Anyway.
I agree 100%. So, but see, you want them to stand up for themselves and say stuff. Wait, what was I going to say?
Bring it in, girl.
Stuff just goes in and out of my head, and I'm like, shit, what just happened? No, you want Pearl to stand up for herself. You want these people to defend themselves. But when Ginger does, and she does her captions and stuff and confessionals, no. You get annoyed that she's defending herself.
Standing up for yourself does not mean tearing somebody else down.
But I don't think she's tearing people down. She called
comments
out.
On
she,
that.
Do you honestly think that those... If she was not in the groups that she's been in, I think she nailed it when she said in the Untucked, I need to start taking care of me and stop helping these other people get further in this competition.
Agree.
Because I think, and you see, and we talked about the group, when they formed the group, Candy grab her?
If
I was standing by her, I'd grab her too, because I know that she's good.
How is that correlated to me?
Because she stands up for herself, and every time she defends herself, you smack her down because she's defending herself.
I've never ripped her for saying help herself. She should be helping herself from the beginning.
Well, she is.
You, make a comment. This is good.
I'm listening. We're going to go for another hour.
I'm a little on apples. What does that have to do with Ginger ripping on other people? That's what I've always talked about. You can stand up for yourself, again, without stepping on
other
people's
back. But I don't think
she's
ripping on other people. She's defending herself.
You don't think she's ever thrown somebody else under the bus?
Well,
whether
first of
it's
all,
shade, rip, or
first
directly.
Of all, if I see I will say this: if I see unedited footage of it, and it's her actually, I will tell you this: Miss Tammy Brown, when she was on All Stars, there was something she said in one of the Untucked, and when I saw her, she's a very good friend of mine. I said, Tammy Brown, when you said this, you had me rolling. When you told off so and so, she's like, I was talking to a PA that was standing on the set. I wasn't even talking to that girl. So if you can tell me that that's actually who she's talking about and that's the situation, I will agree with you 100%. But I can guarantee you that she's probably talking about her food delivery from last week, and they edited it that way. I'm just saying.
Good point.
It's not as reality as
I'm falling for that. Score one for Mark. Okay, go.
I'm falling for that.
Go, Cam. Go. Go.
Cam, go.
So, if you honestly believe Ginger Minge was being benevolent in her comments, and you think it was all editing, let me have it.
Comment below.
They're going to let you have it anyway.
Are you Team Mark or are you Team Cameron?
I'm Team Jackie.
But you guys were friends.
We can still have a debate, because my thing is, if you can edit her badly, you can edit everybody else badly.
Well, and I'm not saying it's just her either.
We all know that they edit to make people look bad. There has to be a villain.
But I agree with that. But what I'm saying, though, is me saying that somebody's standing up for themselves does not mean that I'm talking about or justifying throwing somebody else under the bus. You don't have to put somebody else down.
But Kennedy was
drag race.
Kennedy was going after them.
I ripped on Kennedy, too.
Okay.
So did Raven.
Yep.
In that dress.
Yes, she did.
We should start reviewing her.
I would love. You know what? You know what I want to do? I want to just do an afterbuzz on that little 10-minute clip. I love that.
Yeah.
It's if you don't know, it's fashion photo review. It comes out on Wednesday. I said Tuesday. Wednesday. I accidentally said Tuesday, but it is out on Wednesday. So
My biggest thing for everybody is that I would always hope that somebody's talent speaks for itself.
Yeah, but you have the in drag though. It's kind of you want to have drag queens are cunts. That's one of the requirements to winning the show.
Comments.
No, but I'm just saying that's when I mean cunt. I mean.
I love you, but you're Charisma, trying to you're cover this up. Shit.
Stirring the pot.
You know what I mean.
But you know what, too? I was going to also comment.
They're not all cunts,
Pearl said, Pearl said, I think it was in the Untucked. That she, or was it the Untucked, or was it, I don't know, maybe it was this episode, where she made a comment about how I think a lot of what is affecting her is, based on what she said, is back home. You know,
she was the shit.
I'm the shit. And then you come out, and it is true, and we talked about this a while back when I started seeing comments of people watching my videos and stuff.
Yeah.
When I'm at Mickey's and I'm performing, or the Abbey, or doing my stand-up comedy and stuff, of course, I have my friends there. Right. And my friends are going to tell me I'm fantastic and I'm beautiful and this and that. So to hear that for the first time, it literally felt like I was punched in the gut when I started reading the comments that people were writing about me. I'm like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You don't know what... And watching somebody on video performing, and I guess I could give Miss Candy Ho a little pass on this, because in person, it's very different in person than it is on video.
It is,
because
for sure.
There's a whole different energy in the room watching a performance than there is watching it is on taped. So, that being said... I think I feel for Pearl in that sense, because I think she is starting to get the, and that was just the beginning of it in that when they were taping. Mm. I can only imagine what it's like for her now, and hopefully she's gotten through all that from the taping that she's just letting. Don't read the comments, Pearl. Don't listen to what I have to
love
say.
Reading. I love reading comments. I rewatch our show to watch and read the comments as they're going.
Say the truth.
What?
Say the truth.
I want to see my name.
Exactly.
Good or bad, I want to see my name, so just make a comment right down there. Okay, let's wrap this up. Any final thoughts?
Predictions. No, we're going to predict again.
I do this every week. It's not working. I'm going to predict somebody I don't want to go home, so then maybe Candy Hall will go home.
in the trailer for next week's episode, Miss Fame talks on and on and on and on, so I'm assuming they're going to put her.
Or she's going to win.
I'm starting to like her, but you know,
I'm gonna vote Candy Ho and Jaden in the bottom two next week.
I think Jaden's doing kind of well for this competition.
Yeah,
so
I think Kennedy.
You guys thought Kasha was doing good too.
I'm gonna say
I like
Kennedy.
Kasha.
I know
Kennedy and Candy Ho.
I'm just gonna say Candy Ho is gonna go home. That's just.
I'm gonna pray. I actually might even go to church on Sunday.
Oh my!
Just
God,
I'm gonna go to church on Easter.
Let me back up. I don't want
to. I know.
Struck by lightning.
If you see lightning over the Catholic Church, it's me.
All right.
I'm gonna say Candy Ho, and I'm gonna say I'm gonna try Pearl.
Cam, where can they find you?
At Tomakava 777.
Mark.
At Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE on Instagram and Twitter. And I have Facebook. You can do facebook.com/Lorraine. I love Lorraine Love.
Got it. Jackie.
Oh, at 123 Jackie _ B on Twitter. At 123 Jackie B, all one word, on Instagram.
Jonathan, do you want to throw out your info?
Okay.
He's like, I don't want to be associated with these people.
Fine. And you can find me, Kenny C. Harrison, on Twitter. That's it. Thank you guys for splashing water. I'm so excited right now. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
Make
you
your
guys.
Comments.
Thank you.
Tune in next week. And that's it.
Cameron, I love
Good night.
You.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.